the ulama and the ashab of the time of masalan Imam Kazim alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Hawza Ilmiya at that time, Yunus ibn Abdul Rahman, Zurara, and many ashab and fuqaha and mutakallimeen, when they had questions related to fiqh, economics, politics, culture, ta'aleem and tarbiyat, and hundreds of questions, they used to go and ask the Imam physically. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is in Medina, a scholar and alim, he has a question, he's living in Kufa, he would get up from there and come and ask the question and he would get the answer. The Imams are directly managing the society. Directly, yani physically managing and engineering the society at that time. Now, when the Imam is in ghaybat, is in occultation, that's the biggest question. Who will engineer the society? Who will solve the problems of the society? Who will solve the problems of the people? The people have hundreds of problems in hundreds of subjects. Politics, economics, health, and ta'aleem wa tarbiyat, culture, and family issues, tarbiyat issues, tarbiyat aulad, tarbiyat parents, and hundreds of issues. Who will solve the problem now? Now here we have a hadith from the 12th Imam himself, Imam Zamana alayhi salam. He says, "Ammal hawadisul waqi'a." When you are faced with the problems and the affairs of the society, where do you go? Farji'u. Go. Kuja. Fiha ila ruwati hadithina. Go and approach towards whom? Towards the ruwati hadithina. The raviyan, the narrators of our hadith. Now ulama, in the current era, they say the meaning of ruwatu hadithina is not just, you know, narrators of the hadith. No, the alims, the fuqahas, that's what is meant by ruwatu hadithina. Where the imam is directing the people towards whom? Towards the ulama, fuqaha, mutakallimin. This means that in the time of ghaybat kubra, it is the responsibility of the two-way discussion, come on, of the hawza, of the ulama, to lead the people and engineer the societies according to the Islamic principles without the imam being physically present. Now, is that a hard work? Is it a hard job or not? The imam is not there. That is why the main question and the main challenge which all the ulama from the day one of ghaybat until today, only one question, one challenge: without the imam being physically present, how can we, the ulamas, make the world community, the worldly societies, a monotheistic and tawhidi society? How can we make this satanic society a holy society right now in the 21st century, in the 14th century, in the 10th, in all the centuries until the imam is in ghaybat? How can we, the hawza, solve the economical, political, educational, tarbiyati, the media issues, defending the true aqaid against the doubts coming in from the enemy circles? Now you see who's the key player in the time of ghaybat. Who's the key player now? The ulama. It is the job of the ulamas.